Hello, friends. Welcome to Islington Listens, wisdom from a community of faith that doesn't think the same, vote the same, or love the same, but we are trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus with compassion and hope.
Friends, we attempt to articulate a vision in this place out of our own experience of giving and receiving. We make a budget and a plan because if we aim at nothing, we will hit it every time. And yet we know, written in our lives and our stories, that the best laid plans do not always come to fruition. In fact, today I was thinking about how accepting what you do not choose could be a great t-shirt. Imagine the rummage sale people wearing accepting what you do not choose on their t-shirts every time carloads and bags and IKEA baskets arrive filled with the things that we turn into ministry. In fact, the rummage sale is not just an experience of volunteering and offering your time. It's actually a healing invitation. The rummage sale is a metaphor for the church because we take whatever we receive. We take people wherever they are, and we make space for them to find a place. We also, if we find that they're broken, test and look at the things that have been donated and see where they might be fixed and who might be able to fix or reuse them. And if the rummage sale can't use what's been donated, they pass it along to Value Village, to the Salvation Army, to the recycling depot, or the metal recycling. There's an awareness that when people arrive here, it may be for a little while. It may be for a certain season. Or if you arrive and find that it's not quite the same fit, there's somewhere else where you might be directed to and find support. I also thought on the back of the t-shirt, Val, that it might say, God doesn't make junk, because we know that someone's junk is someone else's treasure. The invitation to the rummage sale also calls us into community. There's a feeling of a job well done. And there's a tally at the end, not like a report card, but there's a working towards a goal. Last year was $37,000, taking people's junk and turning it into treasure, not just for service to ourselves, but to the whole community. Those are just a few stories, but I think regularly about that team, about Val and Joan and Bev, who give up being in worship. Well, they're worshiping, Bev reminds me, every Sunday, below us as they're sorting through other people's donations and gifts. They plan and discern and pray about how that this space will welcome the community and will also give back at an affordable cost to meet people's needs. And then they invite others along the way. Isn't that what the church does when it's at its best? It's not just my role for me. It keeps extending the invitation and finding places for people to serve whatever their gifts and skills. And the lucky gift is that there's still room for you to be part of just this one story, which will be kind of covering the first 2 weeks of November around here. You could help set up on Sunday, November 2nd after church, because, or you could bring someone for from your family who has a stronger back or some muscles who could volunteer just for a short period of time. You could even invite them to, if they don't want to go to church, meet you after. There's an invitation to clean up on Saturday, November 8th at noon for a couple of hours. The clothing room has space for people to join and sort and turn the junk into treasure Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of Rummage Week. And not only do we invite you to participate, It is our regular practice to feed the people who are participating every week, every day of Rummage Week. And if your calendar isn't marked, the actual sale, which you could tell your friends, tell the whole bunch, is November 7th in the afternoon and Saturday, November 8th in the morning. Wendy Sexsmith is in the house. Where is she? I forget where she's sitting. I'm going to invite her to stand. I want you to see her smile. Until Halloween, you may know someone who needs to feel part of something. Wendy is the volunteer coordinator for that experience together. And if you've just heard about it but have some time, we invite you just to come and see. Something happens when we're together. Something happens when we make a plan and we accept how it unfolds. And in that time, each of those volunteers and those planners, well, they pray a prayer that's prayed every Friday evening in right under this space, but we know it as the AA prayer, but it's prayed all around the world, and you may know it by heart. It is the prayer for our community as we look ahead and as we look back. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Now, there are a few other versions of this prayer, and I invite you to listen with your body to see which one might be resonating with you lately. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to hide the bodies of those people I had to kill because they pissed me off. It's been such a polite, gentle meeting. The baby crying reminds us that life is a bit messier than just following the bulletin. A year of church is a year of emotions, a year of joy and sorrow and frustration, a year of wondering if the person you're serving beside could actually be even listening to you. That might be a family member or someone that you have chosen to spend time with. Perhaps you're praying this morning, God, grant me a vacation to make bearable what I can't change, a friend to make it funny, and the wisdom to never get my knickers in a knot because it solves nothing and makes me walk funny. God, grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, the courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know it's me. God, grant me the serenity to stop beating myself up for doing things perfectly, the courage to forgive myself because I'm working on doing better, and the wisdom to know that you already love me just the way I am. God already loves us. Whatever the annual report offers, whatever our experience has been, there are moments where we are invited to accept what we did not choose. And when we move into that place, out of reflecting, it can be one of the most courageous decisions we make, and we know it's the most difficult. We generally do not go right to acceptance, if you think of your own life, until we've exhausted all other options. Denial, pushing harder, trying to fix it, avoiding. But as the psalmist knew long before us, the only way out of the valley is through. Through the valley. It's the one thing that unites us. We can't even decide if we're all cheering for the Blue Jays or not, but the thing that unites us in being alive is being alive comes with moments of suffering, collective or individual. When Sandy said, look around at the sacred space, I actually wanted you. We thought that you might look around at the space, but I'm going to invite you to look around at the people that are here. And I'm so excited that the gift of the choir praying with us this morning is they're seeing you as well and you're seeing them. Look around because we have walked together through COVID, through moments of grief, of memory loss, of aging, of housing or job insecurity, of adult children leaving home or staying at home. We have moved, we have experienced delays in construction, in our neighborhood, in our own spaces. We have walked through a change in our culture around the place of church and Sunday. And that's not to mention the diagnosis that we have shared or not shared. It is the World Series practice to invite people to stand up who have been affected by cancer. And if you were watching last night, people were holding signs of their loved ones and who I was reading it as, who are we praying for? Everyone was standing. Everyone held a sign with a part of their story that was vulnerable and someone that they loved. Almost 40,000 people standing up for something that united them. And in that journey with cancer, there is invitation along the way to accept what they did not choose. That is the courage of acceptance, to look directly at what we dread and trust that we can survive, to place it in a larger story. And the closing hymn, which you may be really excited to get to, but there's a couple of things in between, we'll invite you to a line to pray this week together. Grant us courage, grant us wisdom for the facing of this hour. Jesus modeled that in his life and his love. Jesus calls us as Christians to remember that suffering and death do not have the final word. We are the resurrection people, and love wins. Not always in this life, but guaranteed in the next. And Jesus, well, we can get caught up in thinking that he died simply to save us from our own sins, or we can read scripture in different ways, but Jesus lived to save us. His life and teaching show us the way of liberation and that we can approach death trusting in God's love despite what we had to endure. In the lighting of our memorial lights, we named the people we loved and lost in this community. But we could stay all day naming the parts of us that have died or been transformed through this year. Who we were a year ago is not who we are today. We fill this space up in our hearts with the cloud of witnesses, or we may be wishing so badly that we were who we were a year ago. But the story, Jesus' way of sacrifice and love, well, it reminds us that he is not only the human face of God, but he is the one who suffers alongside us, that we are known in the joy and in the struggle. It only points us to one way. Whatever the stories are that will unfold in the year ahead, love is the way. For our lives are full of unforeseen choices and struggles and callings, and sometimes we can overcome them, and sometimes we must make peace with them. The invitation every week when we gather in this place is to know that you're not alone in the making peace. Like Jesus, you may be called to the wilderness or the cross, to physically and spiritually go to places that challenge us and test us, break us open, cause something to die within us. But the leap of faith is knowing that God is present and works in ways that we cannot comprehend. Sometimes we feel that presence, and sometimes we don't. But when we choose love in response to what we wish we could change but can't, when we choose love as our response to the world as it is not as what we wish it were, when we choose love over denial or anger or criticism or withdrawal, we share in God's redeeming love for our world. And we are imperfect. We may be trying to convince ourselves we have to be, but that's another sermon. But as a community, we are not embarrassed to name that we are just trying our best, that we don't always get it right, and we sometimes don't know until we look back. but God's grace continues to shine through us in ways we may never know or fully understand. We can think of this in our mind. We may have experienced it ourselves in our own journey and felt it in our bodies, that love of God. But what does it actually mean this morning when I'm thinking about this church of ours? Well, as a church, whatever our budget, our ministry plan, our dreams for God's world, one thing is certain: love must be our way. Henry Nouwen said, loving the church often seems close to impossible. Still, we must keep reminding ourselves that all people in the church, whether powerless or powerful, conservative, progressive, tolerant, or fanatic, they belong to the long line of witnesses moving through this valley of tears, singing songs of praise and thanksgiving, listening to the voice of their Lord, and eating together from the bread that keeps multiplying as it is shared. When we remember that, we will be able to say, I love the church, and I'm glad I belong to it. The invitation to loving this church is a holy duty. For without a love for the church, we cannot live together in joy and peace. And without a true love for this imperfect community of faith that's trying its best, well, how can we call people to be part of it? Well, the only real thing that we can promise at Islington is to let love be here. I pray that individually it is your call, but also, if your heart's not ready to let love be here, I trust that God has another place for you. And if you are seeking to how to deepen into that, we'll offer ways throughout the year for us to know each other and know God out of that love.
Thanks for listening, friends. For other ways to connect, go to islingtonunited.org. May God's wisdom and love keep finding you.